We'll see if this time around I get as demented as I normally do.
Well, I don't know. Have you recovered from the last time yet? I can't really tell.
I guess not. So, there you go.
Short trip.
Yep. I'll probably be just as demented as I am now.
Demented?
Demented as I am.
You know it. Public.
So, yes. Should be a good time. I might be okay, though. We'll see.
You'll have Pokemon. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I will have Pokemon.
Well, that's not the only entertainment he'll have.
Oh, I'll have other entertainment, but yeah. Other things as well to keep me occupied, but
yeah.
Are we calling them things now? Is that
acceptable? But no, that's not really socially acceptable, I guess. But to be...
Can we simplify it to just holes?
Holes? God, that's awful. No. Human fleshlight.
Requires more cleaning, though.
They're self-cleaning.
Just leave them to themselves, and it gets cleaned by the next time.
Wow.
This is going to be the most offensive cold start ever.
I find that hard to believe.
We've got a shit.
This is Superhero Time with XV.
All comments must be at least 20% shit by volume.
Hey, Mickey.
I was juggling cans. I don't know what happened.
Paladin.
Superhero Time, represent.
Ken.
I suddenly feel like cheese.
JD Church.
I want to be just like Lightfield.
And Fort Max.
Wah, wah, wah.
All right, podcast time. Let's go.
So this week on Superhero Time, Mickey's back.
Yeah, bitches.
But as a balancing factor, Ken is out with a case of tuberculosis.
Yeah. Oh, what? Sorry, Ken.
You heard him.
I hope your voice comes back to you in due time.
If not, we shall send you a speak-in spell.
That's what... Can we get him one of those things like a Ebert had, where it's like we take his voice from the recordings from the podcast and like fit words together so that he can talk?
Would Ken also get a hot black wife?
He might. He might consider that. Ken, if we take your voice box out and we give you a hot black wife, can you then be on the show where we stitch together your voice? Oh, all right. Well, there we'll just add the family of Ebert to the list we have offended with this podcast. Okay,
Ken will be our bumblebee.
We'll make him a soundboard that's just beeps. His recaps will be really annoying.
Can't be worse than yours,
like Captain Pike.
Beep. Beep.
So, Mickey, it's good that you're back this week, because without Ken here, we're going to need you to be extra Southern to make up the difference.
Y'all, thang.
All right, that should get us through the first hour.
All right, we're good.
Okay, so, Paladin, news?
Well, they're already starting to plan the next movie war for Wizard versus Gaim.
Oh, God.
Yay.
Well, you might not say that when we find out what two actors they have returning.
Okay.
Axel and Akiko are coming back.
Oh, that's not where I expected you to go with that.
Huh.
Neither did I.
What were you expecting, Mickey?
I was expecting him to say, you know, Philip and Shotaro. Because he said I was going to be excited, but then again...
Wrong couple. Close, but wrong couple.
They got the less pretty one back.
I'm trying to imagine what the slash fiction is like for double.
So, you can read 50 Shades of Grey. Just imagine that with Shotaro and Phil.
See, I imagine Shotaro trying to be serious and smooth and like pounding away at Philip. And Philip's like reading a book on like, you know, Bugs of the Orient or some shit.
Mm.
Like not even paying attention.
Yeah. Hmm.
So will Akiko be pregnant or already have a baby?
Oh, she's probably got like 2-3 at least.
Well, if they get Sakamoto back to direct, she'll have to keep her legs in shape somehow.
Maybe we'll get an upskirt shot of her like giving birth.
Wow. Like, yep, she's dilated.
That's how long it's coming
right to doing a roundhouse kick while she's crowning.
Isn't she too old for him?
Yeah, and they did have they'll excel doing it, well, voicing himself in the one of the recent Net movies, so.
Like one of the Net movies where they canonized Giga Beetle.
Yeah, what the f***? What the f***? This... Okay, so Kamen Rider Ichigo. Never been shipped anywhere in the rest of the world, translator, anything. Somehow he ends up in Sweden, where Giga Beetle starts a worldwide movement of Ichigo being shocked, which somehow makes it back into canon. In Japan.
Now, usually I'd say because Japan, but I don't think that even makes sense this time.
No.
Wow. Wow.
I was mentioning, you know, Toei's wing. What the f***? How the hell did a Swede even learn of Kamen Rider Ichigo?
But you know how it probably got back? Probably through the Tamashii Nation's Twitter, whoever's mm-hmm. doing that, because we know that they're aware of Giga Beetle. And so they're probably, you know, talking back to the Japanese office, like, hey, look at this. And, you know, it just kind
that,
of changed.
Or I'm sure there's people that cross over from 2chan into the American chans as well, where I'm sure Giga Beetle gets cross-posted.
Giga Beetle's probably on all the chans.
Yeah.
Which is a statement I never thought I would make in life.
Oh, speaking of Tamashii Nations, they sent out a message earlier this week saying, if you're interested in Big Bad Beetleborgs, you should speak up. So, possible new Figo arts in the future?
Keep your goddamn mouth shut.
Or maybe Tamashii Nations just wants to save the Beetleborg DVD sets.
Why? They don't profit from DVDs.
It doesn't matter. Maybe they like it.
Maybe they
I repeat, why?
Well, if it gets us a Flabber Figure Arts, I mean, it all works out in the end.
I'd buy it and customize it into Jay Leno.
How do you paint it paler?
Well, the bigger problem I have is painting it fatter and greedier.
I just put on a motorcycle.
No. Because if it's a Figure Arts version of someone, then automatically it's slimmer. Because that's just how figure arts work.
True. Yes. That's
correct. Shinken Gold, probably Yellow Owl, if that ever happens.
Yeah.
It won't.
God, Yellow Owl is so terrible.
So, you know. It works. You have to understand the aesthetics of it.
Speaking of slimmer, the cashier at Walmart today asked me to be 20 pounds lighter than I actually am.
Really?
Yeah.
So then you come home and eat cake off a Happy Crab plate.
I would.
Yes.
There's the crab I'm so happy about.
He's a crab.
There's cake
on
his plate.
He's on the palm trees and he's got his crab buddies there.
And he's got cake on his plate.
Yeah. It's like, oh, look at the plate and I can honestly hear like the steel drum part of Under the Sea.
And, you know, Ben hasn't broken him yet.
Yeah. It's just It's a great day when I get to use my crap plate.
I'm not the only one who heard crap plate, am I?
Yes, you are. But that's not why I'm laughing. Okay, so
sometimes
what else?
Just dig into a plate full of crab.
I guess.
So what you're telling us is you've got crabs.
Yes.
Plates of them.
Two of them. Yeah. Actually, I guess it's six, isn't it? Because there's three on each. But they're happy, so that's the important thing.
Right.
Let's move along. This is getting dull.
Okay, apparently there's a new Garo spin-off series in the works, starring the Silver Fang Knight Zero.
Who? Miniseries, it looks like.
And if anyone knew who the f*** that was, that would probably be an interesting news item.
Well, go watch the first two seasons of Garo.
He's well, maybe I place. Will.
Well, do.
What, right now?
Okay, then.
Well, if you want to, I mean, it'll take you a while, though. You know, 25 episodes each.
All right, we'll be right back.
4 days later.
All right, we're back.
That was fascinating. I'm glad we did that.
I wonder if this is separate from the rumor of another Garo series coming up for next year.
They haven't determined either way yet. Mm. But that could be what they were referring to.
When was the last Garo series taken? Was it 1 year ago or 2 years ago?
It was last year.
So they might be yearly now?
Maybe. I mean, obviously Mikai Senki did well enough to make this year's series happen, so we'll have to see if that's the case again. Well, we also...
The series is so f***ing good.
We also enjoyed Go Busters a lot, but that didn't really help Go Busters, did it?
Yeah, that's true. Damn it.
Yeah.
I don't think anything can help Go Busters now.
No, apparently not. There seems to be a little more weight to that Juranger-Kyoryuger crossover thing.
Yes.
Yep.
So that could be interesting.
So Kyoryuger is going to ruin Juranger now. Fantastic.
Kinda.
Look, I've explained this before. You have 5 gallons of ice cream and 5 gallons of shit. Mix them together, you have 10 gallons of shit.
Well, you know, I think you could do that with 5 gallons of ice cream and 1 gallon of shit. I don't even think it needs to be equal parts.
That's true, yes. Except Kyoryuger is 5 gallons of shit, not 1 gallon.
I'm just saying, though, it would be like...
And what's Wizard?
It would be like if they took the Jurangers and put one Ghostager in a team-up with them. You know. It's the same principle.
I don't even want to think about that.
Although, speaking of the Ghostagers, I picked up Gosei Ultimate.
The American one?
Yes.
Does it still have amazing sphincter action?
It does. The heads
How's
are
that
not
working
removable.
Out for you?
I didn't think they were. I was wondering about that.
Here's the crazy thing, though. I don't hate it. I actually kind of like it for some reason.
Even with the heads not being removable?
Yeah, it's just kind of fun. Yeah, I mean, I've always hated that Megazord design. I kind of bought it out of like, well, it's a new Megazord. I guess I should buy it because I haven't bought one in a while. And it turns out I actually kind of have fun playing with it.
So can you attach it to the back of Gosei Great like a kite like it was in the show?
Absolutely.
Does it actually stay attached?
Yeah, it stays attached fine. However, the part where he surfs on it basically just involves setting Gosei Great on top of it. There's no snapping in or anything. You just sort of try and balance it on top.
Oh.
I'm guessing the other one doesn't balance very well.
No, not so much. But the morpher holder works pretty damn great. It makes a nice little display thingy on the shelf.
See, I think I might get it just for the morph holder.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
I'd say it's arguably a better toy than Gosei Ground.
How much is it?
Grand now.
Whatever. Same cost of whatever it is, wherever the Megazords cost.
So $30.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Apparently the Gosei Jet is out too. Did anyone see that?
Gosei Jet. Not.
That's the Whale Zord, right?
That's the blue one, yeah.
The movie one?
Yes.
Oh, that's out too?
That's
I heard.
Most of the movie one, at least.
Well, fall assortment, you know. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in time for the new season of Megaforce.
I'm just waiting on the Gokaiger stuff. That's
That'll be, you know, January, February.
Yep.
Ish.
Pretty excited about it.
And then in Toys R Us for the next year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Don't care. Getting it all. Getting every single Gokaiger thing.
So do you think next year we'll get a Japanese edition Gosei Great? Like how we got the Shinkano?
Weren't we supposed to get that this year?
We were. I forgot about that.
Well, it took a long time for the Japanese Shinkano to come out here, too, so I'm not too surprised.
And selling them at $80 each, it's going to be a long time before they go away, too.
Surprisingly, I've seen them sell a lot faster than I thought they would. I mean, they've been restocked twice at my Toys R Us, which
somebody's buying them. Or are they just getting moved off the shelf and then put back later?
That's not provable, but doubtful. I've never been supposed to do that for any reason.
Toys R Us wouldn't do it themselves, but you know, people would pick them up and walk away with them, and you know, then they would scan for $80 and be like, "No, f- that," and you know, they end up back on the shelf. See, what you need to do, Mickey?
I sincerely doubt it because I'm at Toys R Us 3 to 4 times a week anyway, because it's like half a mile from where I work, so it's where I go on lunch.
What you need to do: take a magic marker with you, and you know, just make a mark across the front of one of the boxes so that you can track it.
You say that as a joke, but I have put finger swipes and dust marks to see how long stuff sits there.
Well, yeah, I think everybody's done that. But no, magic marker right across, like make an X across the front of it. Even better if you can get like a red magic marker to do it with.
Well, regardless, they're not moving now. The first two shipments they got in did sell.
But then all the figure arts are still there.
I'm kind of surprised that we haven't seen the G-Ranger figure arts show up, because the Shinken Ranger figure art sold pretty damn well.
Shinken Jur.
That's what I said.
Shinken Ranger.
Yeah, same thing.
That's what I said. Well, whatever. The point is, Shinken Red and Shinken Gold sold really damn well for being $40 action figures.
Did they ever say that the Zero Rangers would be sold in stores, or was it just an online only thing?
They never said it. I just kind of assumed as well as they did that they'd want to continue it, especially for something more popular.
What
maybe it wasn't as well as we think.
Well, they made a deal with Bandai America directly to be able to sell those in a Toys R Us. So they would have to do the same thing again with the G-Ranger ones, and you know, Bandai
Bandai didn't go for it, despite the fact they sold well.
That's kind of my suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Bandai America has the right to distribute Power Rangers stuff, they have to go through them if they want to sell figure arts in stores.
There's probably that aspect to it, yeah.
Bandai might have not wanted to dilute the cash for the anniversary line.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Right.
Hmm.
But still, there's always Amazon.
I am Amazon!
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think you can't talk, but you can tweet.
Yeah, what's up with that?
No, what he just tweeted.
Yeah, I was just looking to see what
that's
he tweeted.
Mildly frightening.
But
and probably take care of offending the rest of the possible listeners.
That makes a lot of sense.
And there would be an explosion behind it.
Amazing, the mother explodes.
This is going to make no sense at all when the episode's edited.
Well, when do we ever make sense?
We don't.
Oh, thank you, God bless.
Why would he do now?
He said what we said.
I think he made it worse, though.
Yeah, a little bit. It was a little more precise than I said, but close. Oh,
and
boy.
He set his account to private again, so I can't retweet him.
Why? Why? Twitter's public, people. Jeez. What is it? Do you think it is Facebook? Don't say funny things on Twitter if you're just going to like keep it to certain people.
Yeah. So anyway,
unless Lost Orbit says an army of bots to start following.
Well, I mean, that's entirely possible too, but Gobblers doesn't do anything to deserve it. Good times. Anyway.
Okay, the last bit of news this week is official images of the last Voltasaur, Bragigas.
It's like a giant bra.
No, but it does have a very silly hat.
I'm disappointed it's not a cartoon drawing.
Wow.
We had those already.
That's
fucking terrible.
That looks nothing like that thing from the
Yeah. Did they even try?
No.
They tried as much as they wanted to with Kyoryuger.
They're like, fuck it, it's the last sword. It'll be expensive. No one's going to buy it anyway. Who gives a shit?
Oh, they love it in Japan, though.
Yeah, how's Kyoryuger's toy sales?
I'm sure they're
impressive.
Yeah, I mean, so they're insane.
So they're at the point where they don't really have to try.
Mm-mm.
I still like my idea for Metroploticus.
What's that one again?
Oh, Beast Wars Metroplex.
Beast Wars?
Yeah, Metroploticus.
Metroploticus.
It would work, damn it.
Okay.
F*** you. It works.
All right. Well, not saying it
would. Quit being condescending. I'll slap you.
Promises, promises.
Right across the cheeks.
Oh, I've been wondering, too, how did that 3D penis picture work out?
I never got one.
It's still in the work. You know how difficult it's been? Oh, well, look, when you're in the middle of doing something, okay, sometimes you get distracted and you forget. And you know, and then it's like, oh, we should have taken a picture before all of this. Hmm.
And plus, you need proper lighting, and proper lighting just kills the mood.
Yeah. I need to get, like, properly...
Ben's giving me the weirdest look.
I need to get properly fluffed, and then remember to take the picture. Some people are not as interested in participating in taking a picture as others, so... So that's complicated.
Uh-huh.
And then you get distracted. But anyway, so it's still a work in progress. Put it that way.
Take a panorama shot.
Yeah, that could work too. That was a really weird. Leave it at the center and like turn around it. You get all this background strafing with like phallus in the middle with background strafing.
Who's like that Pokemon?
It's like a Wachowski movie.
See, now I want to see a facial in bullet time.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Somebody please make that happen.
Brian's not listening to this show.
The problem with that, with the high speed camera, you need a lot of lighting, and like you said, proper lighting just kills the mood.
Also, for proper facial, it doesn't need to miss.
Yes.
And for a proper bullet time shot, you know, you dodge. So it's kind of counterpoint.
Well, no. All you really need to do is have, you know, three or four guys. So you dodge the first one or two, and then, you know, the rest.
Yeah, I mean, even Neo got, like, hit by that bullet eventually, like, in that scene, so.
The only thing that killed Neo was the second movie.
Yeah. And the third movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically everything past the first movie.
Right.
Matrix sucked.
The Matrix.
The best part of Matrix 2 is when they all had a giant orgy at Rock City.
Yeah.
We're all about to die. Let's
look at all these fantastic naked people.
The problem with the Matrix is... like, the first one, you don't know that it's a bad movie series because there's not enough of the story in the first movie to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like the first 30 minutes of a story. And it takes only about 3.5 hours to get 30 minutes of the story out. And then, you know, 2 is pretty bad. 3 is just utterly terrible.
2 is like, worse than what? 3. 3 is boring, but 2 is actively bad.
Yeah.
Like, the worst part of 2 is the chase scene in the middle of it that actually isn't a chase scene because they keep changing directions, which actively destroys any sense of tension when you don't know where the f*** you're going if you're just running in circles.
Then it just kind of becomes...
It's like, L.A. says, you can have 1 mile of freeway to film your chase scene on. But, like, okay. I can walk that in, like, you know, 10 minutes. How can we film a chase scene in that?
You walk fast.
Well, just go back and forth a lot.
Are you talking to us or Ben?
Yes. I'll try to issue dual commands whenever possible.
Ah.
Okay. Try that later. Just go back and forth a lot. Say that tonight.
But yeah, The Matrix sucked.
All right. Well, I'm glad we made that point clear. As though people didn't, you know.
That's a real hot button issue in 2013.
Yeah, as though people weren't around for the 90s or something. You know, late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah.
Well, Fort Max wasn't.
Wait till you hear our opinions on the prequel trilogy. Nerds never let anything go.
No. So with that, I think it's time for our Megaforce Minute.
Power Rangers, Megaforce.
You have shinier armor now. That's about it.
Well, that wasn't quite a minute, but I'll take it. I was going to just do this with having Fort Max fit as much as he could about the episode of Megaforce in a minute before we moved on to something else.
So we'd make it to the first commercial break.
Well, we would get about as much information as Paladin gave us. It just would have taken a little longer.
Basically, the Red Ranger gets shot in the face so that they can get more power. The end.
I'm surprisingly okay with that.
You really did. That was, like, my favorite part. It's like, okay, so he's getting totally owned in the face, and then they get their power-ups. Great.
Okay. So is this related to the high-speed facial thing we were talking about a few minutes ago?
It did not seem unlike that. Was kneeling before the dude, taking the dragon sword in his face, like holding it to his face,
and going back and forth
as he was being shot.
Let me be excused for a moment. I didn't take care of something.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Uh-huh. Yep. So he's kneeling before the bad guy, taking his dragon sword in the face.
Right.
Did he unsheath it from the scabbard?
Oh, it was already unsheathed. It was full blown. It was just shooting all over him.
Well, it would be if it was full blown.
Totally. Yep. And then eventually the sword decided, oh no, actually I like you. And you get golden armor and stuff.
I can whenever JD and I get gross, Paladin Fort Max get absolutely silent because
they're. No, it's like nothing.
No, it usually just means I don't give a.
And Fort Max is silent most of the time.
Yeah.
He's busy encoding something or something.
Surely.
Fort Max is so hardcore, he encodes by hand, not by program.
Right. Like, software actually does that. He's literally, like...
He's got a telnet prompt, and he's all typing furiously.
Like, typing it in, like...
These random characters keep throwing up. He changes one video format to another.
And then when Fort Max really wants a challenge in encoding, he switches to a text-to-speech program, or speech-to-text. So he's speaking the encoding into the computer.
XYT/...
That's our encoding monkey.
Now other people are like, we just have a program. I don't know why. That's sort of like doing HTML and Notepad these days. It's like, why are you what?
Yeah, I made a website in Notepad.
Dude, I made like Notepad back in the day. I wouldn't do it now.
Yes, I did shit the old school way.
Yeah, that's like sort of saying it's like, yeah, I built a
HTML 1.0, motherfuckers.
It's like, yeah, I built my own computer. Woo. You know what I mean? It's
before
like,
blinking text was even a thing.
I chiseled a wheel out of a stone with a hammer and chisel. Woohoo! Yes.
God. So, JD, you did Cold Hard Slag in Notepad?
Yeah, actually, it was done in Notepad. In fact, if I don't know if it's on Wayback Machine or not, but I'm pretty sure there's some at least old versions of my sites that do have the little image at the bottom that says created with Notepad.
Great.
Yeah. I probably still have that somewhere.
What was that?
What was that?
Hold on a second.
God damn Yahoo stealing my thing.
What?
I still haven't gone in and done the virus clear to get the damned Yahoo search off of my computer.
Good job.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I used to put one of these bad boys on my websites.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thanks, bro. Although I don't use Notepad now. I use whatever. Notepad Plus Plus. Because it's badass. The end.
Yeah, we're just waiting for Mickey to come back.
The end.
Okay, sorry, I'm back.
The end.
I don't think you're that sorry.
Not really.
Okay, well, I guess it's time for Garo. This would be episode 23.
This was not the last episode.
Because the real version of 24 is not up yet at Overtime.
Right. But I will be getting the Nomux version later tonight.
Oh, is that up?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Damn it. Do I wait or not wait? Wait or not wait?
You wait.
I know, I'm going to wait.
Well, he's not going to do it right now. I think he's trying to decide if he's waiting for the real release or not.
Yeah, I'm trying to wait if I'm going to do the Nomux or the real release or the awesome release. I think I'm going to wait for the awesome release because it's so beautiful.
All right, so anyway, JD, why don't you summarize?
Okay, so basically this episode picks up from where we left off. So our heroes are going to have to fight Sanji, whatever. Sanji. F***ing hell, people. Anyway, Sanji. Let's see. So anyway, there's a lot of fighting with that. Meanwhile, Barai has a conversation with Zetum, and he's like, "Hey, Zetum, take my body." And Zetum's like, "No." He's like, "No, no, really, you're supposed to do that because I said so." And he's like, "No, bye." Kills him.
And there are cubes. Why are there cubes?
Because Zetum plays dice with the universe.
I think he might be an anti-spiral.
Ooh. I don't know what that means, but okay. He totally just like, no, die, and he kills him. So, yeah, all those protective spells.
One gets left behind. Foreshadowing.
Maybe.
That wand will never be important again.
No.
It's a brush.
I think it was more indicating that he's dead, but okay. I mean, it did have a protection spell around it, but whatever. So our two heroes of the group are going to try to fight Sanji.
Sanji.
And then Whistleflip, Gaara runs up, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm here." Okay. And they're like, "Yeah, where's... where's Barai?" And he's like,
"He's dead.
He's doing a thing." And they're like, "No, really, where's Barai?" And he's like,
dead.
Not really, he's doing a thing. And they're like, okay, well, whatever. So, so horror dude is like, yeah, I'm gonna.
Sanji,
thank you. I'm just not even gonna say it. I don't even care anymore. Anyway, so he's like, yeah, I gotta go back and do a thing.
See, Ken, this will teach you to miss a week.
And so meanwhile, Zedum's like, dude, bro, I need you to bring me that Garo guy. And he's like, word. So he starts beating their ass, and it's just like an all-out fight. On cars!
On this is the most insane stunt sequence I have seen in Garo to date.
They are literally jumping and fighting between cars with poles stuck in them.
It looks dangerous as
like, yeah. I was like on the edge of my seat the whole time because I'm like, somebody's going to get impaled. Oh my God. How many stunt people died making this?
It is remarkably well put together.
Oh, yeah.
It was insane.
Especially for what's essentially a lesser series like Garo.
Yeah. I mean, and so literally, like, the whole middle section of this episode is really just this entire fight sequence.
You call Garo
what's really impressive is that Rion is driving and they didn't have her f*** it up.
Yeah, how did that happen? Obviously, they must have had a male, American male stunt driver.
But I was thinking they would have wrote it so she would crash into something.
Mark off offending the Asians and women. Okay.
Isn't one of them blind?
Well, I don't think the other chick is driving the other car. I think they switched off driving.
No, Augury's driving the other car because he knows he's useless.
Augury drove for a while, and then they switched off to the other guy.
Augury should have put that arrowhead on the front of his bumper.
Takeru.
Takeru, yeah. Takeru and Augury were, like, switching off. And anyway... So fighting, lots of fighting, lots of crazy sword fighting and punching and jumping and all kinds of insanity and driving through half of a storage container. And yeah. And then finally, Garo kills Dudeface. And
backing up a little bit, a particular note is them Augury flipping the storage container down the stairs.
Yeah. And is that his new arrow? Like his new badass arrow did that?
I don't know what. He puts some kind of like talisman at the end of it or something. I don't know
that's
what that
saying.
Was.
I think that's supposed to be his new arrow that he got as a gift or whatever.
Like it's a good possibility.
That was rad as shit. Also, them driving the van through the side of the storage container to run Sunshi the f*** over.
Yes. Yeah.
Totally. So
Yoga flies through the air and combo kills him.
Yeah, that was the guy who, like, flew through and, like, does the thing and, yeah, hit him. And so, so goes full Garo and then, like...
You have the worst description of how awesome this scene is. Like, yeah, he, like, hits him and kills him and shit, and then we go on.
Like, no!
This is the greatest one of the whole series, and you're glossing over it.
How would you like me to, like, describe something visually... Man. There's no way I could possibly describe something as visually awesome as this.
Use some hyperbole.
Just stop listening to us and go watch the damn episode. You'll thank us.
Amazing. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like there's no way I could give it justice. It's f***ing amazing. Like, I mean, if you like action sequences, you should be watching this. Like, your mind will just explode thinking that this is a TV series because it's better than anything you're going to see on, like, 24 or any of those bullshit shows that are on American TV
that are concerned with like actor safety or anything,
right? Because they that shit, you know, with this show, it's like whatever. We're gonna have our actors jumping around on moving cars with spikes in them and shit.
They had someone standing on top of the van while it was being driven through the side of the storage container.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
I mean,
awesome.
An inch off to the other side, and that guy would have got sliced in half.
So
Japan's like, there's five more episodes of this series. We're not using these characters again. F*** it, who cares?
Right.
One if we kill them, we'll just do a stunt double for the rest of the season.
Right. They won't even know. They won't even know. So anyway, so Sanji. Yeah. So he finally gets struck down, and there's Garo, and the armor finally starts to change, And actually, you find out it's like, oh, all that shit in the intro was actually like important, because that is the armor changing colors.
Yeah, I kind of figured
not
that
only changing
about
from black to gold, but changing from CGI to a physical suit.
Yeah, they actually had the actual suit.
Was an actual suit then. Okay,
that's a
I assumed it was just better CGI.
No.
That was the Garo suit from the first two seasons.
Yeah.
And going back to what they said before, it makes perfect sense, because they said within each of the magic cords was a fragment needed to return the Garo's golden light, and Sanchi is probably the first and the last of the magic horrors, so it makes perfect sense that it shines again once he's dead.
Right. So they're like, cool, we won.
Nope, not quite yet. This is still
the end, and the series is over. Oops! Wait a minute! We totally forgot about Zeddam.
Zeddam.
Right. So anyway, so Zeddam is about to come forward, and Zaraba is great in this, because he's like, by the way, she's like gonna turn into a thing. So yeah.
So they went about 30 minutes of him trying to kill his mom.
God, though. I mean, come on. I mean, I was like Misty at the end of this, because I'm like, it sucked so bad. I'm just like, ugh. Because here's a dude that like thought his mom was dead, and then like she comes back, but he's blind, and so she trains blindness with him. So then, and then finds out she's gonna die basically, and then he has to kill her as well. Yeah, but there is a whole sequence between them, and he like holds a sword to her, and she gives him the, you know, pull to tell him it's okay, you can kill me, and he stabs her and kills her. Something in my eye. Anyway, so
the scene was kind of moving. I felt it was about 25% too long.
It may have been slightly too long, but I was still like, by the time I got to the end of it, I'm like, you know,
I was ready for the scene to get on with it partway through.
They needed something to counterbalance the awesomeness of the car fighting.
Yeah.
I guess this works well enough.
So,
see, it would have been a lot easier if they would have just had Ryuga's mother get killed during the car fight.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have been as traumatic. Because even she's standing there and she's like, man, it sucks that all this f***ed up shit happens to you. This is another one. So you're just going to have to live with the fact that you killed your own mother. It's okay. Just forget about me.
Well, to be fair, she pulled the sword into her. He was just holding the sword.
Well, she signaled to him. He did the main thrust. That was the tug she gave it was to indicate
he
to
thrust him into his mother.
He did. He thrust into his mother. Wow. All right. And we've offended mothers. I'm going to mark that down. Okay. So now the guys are like, all right, shit's on now. We're going to f*** up Zeddam.
Also, Zaraba chimes in again saying, hey, Zedam's still coming back to life, and Priest Burai kind of died for nothing.
Right. Yeah, basically.
Whoops.
So they go downstairs, and they're like, wow. And like, so Zeddam finally shows up, and he's some dude with like square glasses and shit.
He's Minecraft businessman.
Yeah,
he's,
totally.
He's not a naked woman. It's amazing.
He's not a naked woman. He's like, they're like, dude, go back in your thing and stuff. And they're like,
the sky opens and a GameCube comes down on the pyramid.
And he's like, no, I don't think so. And by the way, yeah, your armor? Yeah, that came from me, bitches. So why don't you go ahead and try and put that on, see what happens. And they're like, oh, shit.
I love that Zeddam is an ancient evil, but he still needs glasses.
Yeah.
Oh. He's a little nearsighted, but he still has unimaginable, unspeakable power.
So he makes these, like, awesome cube things and shoots, like, I don't know, bladed anchor things at them. And basically that's, like, the episode where they're like, wow, we're kind of f***ed. Cool.
And meanwhile, Tosei's still trying to get out of the city.
Yeah,
Take like 10 seconds to talk to the security forces and say, oh yeah, by the way, he's the bad guy. Shoot him if you see him.
Yeah, that would have helped. But no, they come back and he's like, oh, sir, we love you so much. And he's like, oh, thank you. And And they're like, yep, those guys saved us. And he's like, yeah, they sure did. Yep. That was great. Open up the van. Holy shit! Yeah, she died. Why is there a dead body in here? All right, all of you are with me, and you're getting me the fuck out of here. Yes, sir.
So. They don't really need to tell SG-1 to kill Tosei anyway, because it's not like he can do anything anymore.
Yeah, he's pretty double fucked at this point. I mean, at this point, the only thing that we're going to get out of this character is some sort of cruel justice for him, you know. Where
well,
it's
and
like,
it's a Garo series, so that's pretty much guaranteed.
It's like the Knights won't kill him, but probably Zetum will, you know, in some fucked up way.
Or, you know, well, like, not even directly. A building will probably get damaged and the debris will fall and crush him in
right.
the van.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, but only like half of him, you know, like it'll crush his lower body and then he'll be like laying there. And
or it'll crush his upper body and he'll just be, you know, this pair of legs living.
Right. Walking around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically the heroes are like, wow, we are really f***ed. How are we going to get out of this? Tune in next time.
Episode 24, Future.
Yeah. We were kind of talking about how, you know, we didn't know if this was going to be 23 with a recap or 24, so.
It's, yeah, 24 and then 25 is a special to be determined.
Gotcha.
So, clip show again.
Something like
but
that.
But it lived up to it, man. This is badass. Mm. This whole series has been badass.
Yeah. Yeah, Garo series don't really disappoint.
No. No. Except for Bri's, like, I loved it though. That was like the best part of the episode. All right, go back to sleep and take my body. No, but but
you suck. Die now.
Uh huh. But you're supposed to. No. Die.
So do you think we'll have one episode next week or two?
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah, I think it will definitely be one episode or two.
Probably not three. I mean, that's right. A possibility, but not likely.
Yeah, I would say it's very unlikely that it would be three, but definitely one or two.
Well, yes. Still, even if we have just one next week, that'll still leave us about 2 weeks before Gaim starts with no current show to watch.
Oh, well.
Darn.
Well, we have the
we could
specials.
We could watch the Wizard Decade specials.
Mm-hmm. Also, we've got plenty of Bioman.
That's supposed to make things better.
We do have new Bioman, don't we?
It's the Cade.
I'm actually really behind on Bioman. I'm still like on like one episode after the Prince episodes.
I guess I could burn through Bioman.
Let's see. What was the last Bioman episode I watched? What was the last one we did for Power Playback?
The introduction of his son, Prince.
Oh, yeah. Was that 20? 20-something?
21, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched any since then.
What are they up to?
30?
Mm.
Something like that, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Well, we'll figure something out.
Oh, well. I was excited I got to catch up on Cocky Ranger. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I ended up watching 15 episodes of Cocky Ranger over the weekend.
Worth it, though.
How's your butt feel after that?
God.
Same as it felt before?
I don't know, Mickey. Go feel it for him.
I'm not sure I'm okay with this plan.
It's okay. I'm a professional.
It's okay. He does this all the time.
Well, with dead asses, not with living ones.
Ew, living no. ones, dead ones. They're very similar.
Hmm.
Some are warmer than others. And we've offended the dead. All right, mark that one down. All right.
No. We've offended the dead.
Dead.
Yes. You know, the dead hate the living.
You know, I really would think the dead have a thicker skin than that, JD.
Yeah, you would think so.
What's left of it, anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen our town. They seem pretty bitter.
Right. Yes. So, anyway, break time?
Is it?
Please.
Isn't it?
It is, I think.
It absolutely is.
Superhero time. Just watch the shows. It's faster. summon the help of the Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers from a faraway galaxy. Alien Rangers, the future of Earth depends upon your interplanetary powers. We need your help.
Don't look now, Master Vile, but the Alien Rangers have summoned their mighty battle forms. And the evil plan you hatched is about to be foiled. You'll wish you've never been hatched.
Alien Rangers and Battle Forms from Bandai.
You're listening to Power Playback on Superhero Time.
Speaking of awful, it's time for Power Playback.
That's a good way to describe Cocky Ranger.
Okay, so guys, Fort Max suggested that we ought to watch the episode of G Gundam that aired right before this episode of Cocky Ranger aired. Who's in favor of doing that?
Right
and
at against, this second?
And against? Right, so let's skip G Gundam.
I don't know what to tell you, kids. It's like...
G Gundam's the one with Relina Peacecraft, right?
No.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Actually, have the correct answer.
Yeah. Might as well be. All I learned is that Domonkashu is not very good at remembering names right away.
And that apparently if you're awesome enough at a video game, you can cause the unit to blow up.
Yeah, they were
well,
pretty crazy.
Well, didn't Mega Ranger establish that too?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't that what happened to Optimus Prime as well?
Yeah.
That was the plot of Mega Ranger. But, yeah, because he's like, wait a minute. That was actually her. Yes, very good. You just heard her name like an hour ago.
Such is the saga of dangerous Albany Beardsley.
Way to go, Fort Max.
Why does she have the bow?
Japan.
Meanwhile, in Cocky Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, there you go. That was all you need to know of G Gundam.
Cocky Ranger is cat drugs.
Cat bus.
Actually, post-retool. This was like the best episode post-retool.
And since Paladin spoke up first, he gets to do the summary.
Why? It's crazy.
It's a long beep.
It's going to be a good one, though.
Okay, so the Cocky Rangers are starting off fighting some sort of sewn-together monster.
Patchwork.
And suddenly, some storyteller guy pops out of a trash can to tell us what happens this time on Cocky Ranger, because it's a very special episode.
Is one of the Cocky Rangers pregnant?
No, I think one of them has a drug problem.
Mm.
Obviously. Drugs going around.
Really, the motivation for this episode was, man, we did this retool and we actually made the show worse. We're sorry. Let's bring back the announcer.
Back up a moment. For those of who haven't been watching Cocky Ranger, what is the retool?
It's not really a retool. It was a plan, according to the writers, is that it was planned to have the first 13 or so episodes be wacky and then have the others, then after that, get more serious.
It okay. sure as hell looks like a retool, though. I mean, it has all the things you would expect out of a retool.
The story split into quite a few arcs.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course the writers are going to say after the fact, oh yeah, we planned this from the beginning. This wasn't the case of having to, scramble around and completely remake the series so that it wouldn't bomb.
Right. And, I mean, the bad thing is, though, is I do think it was better. I mean, I liked the wacky stuff. I mean, I thought that was working for the series.
Yeah, I like the wacky stuff, too. However, the more serious stuff is also still pretty good.
It's good. It is good. I'm not trying to say it isn't. It's just...
To a degree, things work because people definitely seem to like Cocky Ranger.
People like Cocky Ranger before there was translations of Cocky Ranger.
Is that a case of liking it because it was mysterious so we didn't see very much of it?
Maybe.
It could be. But, I mean, I still like it. I mean, even after that, too. I mean, I mean, like I said, I still like it post-retool or change or whatever you want. I liked that announcer element and kind of, strange element.
And also, I wouldn't be surprised if part of it is part of the reason why they wrote out the why they stopped having the storyteller is because he was taking up quite a bit of time.
Yeah, I mean, I can see
and
where that was
this
like.
Is when Sentai had 20 minutes runtime, including opening, ending, and preview.
Ouch.
Yeah, so that is pretty tight.
Yeah, haven't you ever noticed that the Kaku Ranger files are like 19 minutes and 55 seconds altogether?
I did notice that I fit in several Kaku Ranger episodes in the course of like last night because I had like 5 episodes to watch. And
you got through them in like 45 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, because Amanda was like, well, if you have that many episodes to watch, we're not going to get to any of those. And I'm like, yeah, I think we will. We did. We were done about an hour before I thought we would be. So, yeah, I can see it. I can see why they did that. It was just, I don't know. I liked it before, but, I mean, it's still good. It didn't hurt it that much, I'll put it that way. Okay, Paladin, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, Storyteller sneaks up to the Kaku Rangers while they're sleeping and breaks into their tents.
Is he Santa?
So awesome.
No, he's not doing this while their parents are asleep.
Tickles Jiraiya with the feather.
So wait, their parents are awake and they're okay with this?
Well, some of their parents are dead.
But only one is fine then.
So they're fine.
And some of their parents have turned into demons. And.
But then he has the first problem when he tries to get into Tsuruhime's tent.
What? I'm sorry, say that name again.
No.
I mean, I'm bad at pronouncing things, but Jesus Christ. I think Surime is what you're calling for.
Yeah, so says the person who is calling for Sanjay and Garo.
I'm just saying, I'm pretty good, but I'm a lot closer.
Now, JD, people who live in glass houses
shouldn't shit on the windows.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't podcast naked.
And yet I do.
Boy, aren't you just looking forward to next March when we do our next live video show?
Oh man. I'm not even gonna change.
I'm sorry, what now?
Well, episode 200 is in March of next year, so.
Yeah,
Jesus, we've done 200 episodes already?
Not yet.
No. All of them.
We're on the road to 200. So what are we going to do for 200?
I don't know. I don't have to figure that out until, like, February 28th. Okay, so absolute silence has been achieved again, Paladin.
So where the f*** was I? Oh, yeah. Next day, the storyteller watches the Kaku Rangers operate their food cart while doing various menial exercises like sewing or fixing the food cart while on a bed of nails.
Shirtless.
You know, like I say, the Kaku Rangers are ahead of their time because food trucks are really popular right now. You know, and it's like, man, these guys knew where it was going to be. They
and
were
their food truck had a defense turret.
Yes.
That's going to be the next big thing in food trucks, you know.
Yeah.
It's obviously very slow security measures.
What's this button? I heard something, but I didn't see anything.
And that's when the monster comes back and the Kaku Rangers have to fight again. But first, the storyteller gives us an in-depth clip show of everything that's happened in the series so far. The monsters were sealed away, but then some guys opened it back up.
I wouldn't really
Fantastic.
Call it in-depth.
Yeah.
But then, do you remember all the monsters they've beaten so far?
How many are there? I'm like, well, this is episode 39. So, 40-something?
Somebody needs to set this roll call to music like the Gokaiger end theme.
Well, we'll get Fort Max to do the singing for it.
Now, I did recognize some of these from Power Rangers Season 3.
I recognized them from watching Kaku Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
I recognized Rito.
Well, that's kind of an easy one.
But I recognized them. I'm proud of myself.
Mm. Of course, you wouldn't recognize the suit today.
No.
It probably doesn't exist anymore, right?
Right.
It still exists, just in a different molecular state.
It's a pile of foam rubber scraps.
Yeah, I mean, that thing wasn't... I mean, during Zeo, you could tell the thing was falling apart. And they were wanting to use it in Countdown to Destruction, but no, it couldn't even be duct taped together.
The Lord Zedd suit was barely holding together by that point.
And that's why they turned him human. So anyway, Storyteller is stuck in this mysterious mansion and starts peeping on the cat girls.
God. This is my favorite part, I love it! Dirty old man.
And the cat girls are in a pool, and this is kind of similar to the porn set in Forza, isn't it?
It's at least the same concept.
It's a pool.
It's an indoor pool, but it's not that pool.
I'm sure there's more than one porn pool in Japan.
I don't know. Japan's a kind of small country.
I'm confused as to why one of the pet girls has, like, a condom face mask that she's wearing. I mean, it's like a latex thing she drapes across her face. What is that?
It's a facial mask.
Well, usually that's a cream with, like, cucumbers, but this is, like, it's a layer of plastic she lays across her. What does that do?
Saves time and makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Their budget's too low. They couldn't afford the cream.
It's all very confusing.
She left the cream on too long and it solidified.
Now it's part of her face.
Now that's a different kind of cream.
I like how when semen turns to that jelly if you leave it out too long.
Mm-hmm.
I never tried that.
Sticky?
And also, there's Kaku White's dad, who was good but turned bad and is still bad, but maybe is kind of good. Keep watching and you'll find out.
I think we're pretty sure he's good.
And then there's Master Vile.
I love his glasses. Still.
It all comes back to the glasses, doesn't it?
Evil demons are just a lot more approachable if they're nearsighted.
Like the the
Zedum.
Zedum's human form.
Best glasses are still Hirobeke Medi's glasses.
Absolutely.
Obviously. Or Char's.
No, I'm pretty sure that's Quattro.
Well, that Quattro, like Quattro? He is a Char.
Between Tetra?
No.
No, that's different.
Yeah, Catra is not the same thing as Quattro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not.
My mistake.
Okay, so anyway, the yokai monsters sew the Monster of the Week back together. Because apparently they can't use any more suits in this series. So they have to make this one last longer.
Now, just like in
it's
a real
Monster
Sentai.
Of the Week. He has to be good through the whole episode.
But it's at this point that the yokai spot the Storyteller and throw him off a bridge. Hey kids, what do you think will happen to me?
Well, is Inoue riding?
No, because he doesn't hit the water, he lands in the tree.
Then he'll be fine.
Grabs the tree and then he falls off the tree.
But he still doesn't fall in the water.
No.
Well, we don't see it, but he could have fallen in water.
But if Inoue rode it,
have definitely seen it.
If Inoue wrote it, he would have fallen into a river from the bridge.
So, with the Storyteller out of the way, the monster goes back to attack the Kaku Rangers again, and his sewn-up parts can now flip out machine guns.
As sewn-up parts are wont to do.
Right.
Yes.
Now, Mickey, when you're sewing people back up, do you ever find the urge to, embed weapons?
No, I don't have to embed. They just pop out.
Oh.
That's why I got to use this extra strong suturing thread to keep the weapons from popping back out in the casket.
Good to know.
Fortunately,
so if you're at a wake and like a machine gun pops out of someone's shoulder, you know you got subpar embalming.
Mm-hmm. Get a refund for that shit.
Fortunately, that didn't happen with my grandfather.
Or unfortunately. I'm going to specifically request that machine guns flip out of my body. I was going to be cremated, but not anymore. Now I want machine guns to flip out of my body.
Yeah, because, when you're cremated, all the ammunition in the machine guns goes off.
Yeah.
On a side note, Amanda was telling me some story about some lady that opened up her son's ashes and they were in a Walmart bag in the urn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Classy. I didn't know Walmart. I didn't know Walmart provided that service.
Typically, you have to go to Sam's to get that.
Of which the best part of the story, though, which it was, she was like, she said she just wanted to hold him one more time. So I'm like, you really like pour your son out into your hands? What?
I was thinking that in that case, the Walmart bag would be really convenient.
I would think so too. But she was really mad.
Yeah, that, they really should have known better.
Yeah, I think they got in trouble.
As well, they should.
I think maybe they got in trouble.
Okay, so now we've offended what?
No, we've offended people with dead family members and Walmart.
I know which one I'd be more afraid of offending.
Walmart. Hey, better lawyers.
Okay, so the yokai decides to go giant when he's losing, and Kaku Red summons his Battleborg, his Ape Zord, and the Red Shogun Zord to take him on. Which seems effective until the monster just pulls himself together again.
Well, that kind of sucks.
And then Ninja Man has arrived.
Because of course there has to be Ninja Man.
But I don't really understand this monster. I mean, aren't all the monsters in the show generally based off like Japanese mythical monsters? What is this?
They're based on yokai. I mean,
yeah. So what is this yokai?
What did it say in the beginning of it? Didn't it? That he was.
No, we were supposed to pay attention to that part.
Yeah. It always says in the beginning that he's something. He used to be something that like scared people, and now he's a killer. Now he's an assassin. If I'm remembering.
That doesn't really help me. I mean, what's up with the Frankenstein motif, though? I mean.
Well, maybe that's what he's supposed to be.
It's just not as elegant as say a kappa. Which, you know, is easy to understand.
Hmm. Let's
also,
see.
Flying Ninja
like
Zord is the dumbest finisher.
Resembles a human, but has no face, and usually impersonates someone a victim knew who had recently died.
That's exactly like this monster. Except not at all.
Well, it didn't have a face.
The regeneration power doesn't seem to be in... Seems to be something that Kaku Ranger made up, as do the machine guns as well.
Right. Because, of course, the myths don't involve machine guns.
They'd be more interesting if they did. Maybe that's the lesson Kaku Ranger was trying to teach.
So, the monster makes the typical mistake and pisses off Ninjor, so he transforms into a CGI monstrosity.
I'm so mad! Now I'm a samurai!
The Ninja Mega Falcon Zord comes in and body slams the monster to make him shatter again, but this time Samurai Man stands on one of the pieces as it flies back to him. Mm-hmm. As the monster stands up, he says, "Hey, my stomach feels cold."
Which apparently is fatal.
It's true, Snake. Cold stomachs are fatal.
Because apparently if he doesn't have all the pieces and he dies again, he can't regenerate. So they kill him one more time, and that's pretty much it. As the storyteller walks back in with bandages and an X-ray, saying, "I wish I could have seen what you saw, but that's all for this week."
And then we don't see the storyteller again, because he's off recovering.
Damn.
Or at least he's not back in episode 40.
Yeah, this is the last time the storyteller appears.
That's kind of sad, because
he was just gone, you know.
He's a weird but cool character, kind of like Mr. Referee in Metabots.
We need figure arts of both of those.
Yes.
And we must send them both to Giga Beetle immediately.
Does Giga Beetle know Metabots enough to know what to do with the Mr. Referee?
Not that
he'd find something to do with it.
Yeah, I'm like, why would he even need that?
Well, first, we still have to get him to watch Dragon Ball Z Abridged, right? So he can get a Krillin.
We should just get him to watch Dragon Ball Z Abridged anyway. Because everybody should.
I should get around to that at some point.
Oh yeah, I forgot you haven't seen it. What's wrong with you?
It's something I wouldn't mind seeing. It's just I haven't.
You should see it.
I've got a lot of backlog to catch people up on first.
Hmm. But, you know, abridged episodes are only like 10 minutes each.
True, but if she's between Abridged and Arrested Development, I'm going to lean towards Arrested Development.
Well, you're wrong.
That means I'm right, because Paladin said I was wrong.
Maybe you could make Arrested Development the Abridged series. Of course, reality might implode at that point. I'm sure it'll be fine. We don't really need all this reality anyway.
It's excessive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's kind of a lot of it. Hard to keep tidy.
Superfluous reality.
Mm. And a lot of it sucks.
Do you know how much it costs to air condition all this reality?
A lot, man. I leave my door open all the time and it never gets cooler outside.
So what should we do for next week's Power Playback?
Oh, speaking of people leave their door open all the time, though, my neighbors across the street do that. If they're home, they leave the door open.
Wow. No.
They're Bosnian. I guess it's a cultural thing.
Hmm.
How about Zubat?
Okay.
Sure, why not?
I'm drunk enough to accept that.
Okay, it's not like I'm going to watch it anyway.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking.
I did
watch this cannot possibly end well.
I did watch Kaku Ranger, though.
You would have done that anyway.
Eventually,
I've been itching for this episode for weeks.
Eventually, I would have caught up on Kaku Ranger, but if we didn't do the Power Playback this week, there's no telling when that would have actually been.
Right.
It might have been tomorrow.
Probably not. Probably not. Because, you know, I've known there's been, you know, backed up Cocker Ranger episodes for several weeks now and never got around to it.
That's I've why been I had backed up for several weeks too.
Well, you need more of your Metamucil. Or possibly
maybe too much Metamucil.
Maybe adjust your diet a little bit.
My diet is nothing but adjustments. It's very difficult.
Well, you ought to just give it up.
I've officially lost like 10 pounds and unofficially like 20.
Do you want to clarify that?
Officially since I started recording what I was doing and watching 10 pounds. But before that, there's another 10 pounds on top of that. But I wasn't really closely watching that.
Uh-huh.
Or monitoring what I was doing, so.
You know, JD, maybe we should have Mickey bring back Get the Skinny.
Totally.
Except I don't really care to talk to other people about it.
Well, there you go. So now, Mickey, is your diet going to affect, you know, when I come down there? Are we not going to be able to, like, go and have any fun eating or anything?
You can have fun eating. I certainly can't.
Well, that won't be much fun, will it?
I will take the fun out of it.
I can certainly look at you eat delicious things.
Is that like porn?
Kind of, but less satisfying.
Because you can't fap.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not feeling that.
Well, you would feel it, but he wouldn't. That's the whole point.
I'm a little disturbed now.
And I think we have successfully offended everyone.
As you're sitting
I didn't
there,
say offended,
like,
I said disturbed.
He's like, yeah, yeah, eat that enchilada. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Slowly. Chew slowly. Yes. Yes.
You'll just have to take a couple days off your diet when I come down, Mickey.
No, please, don't throw me in the briar patch.
And you know, if we can get Ken to come up at the same time, we'll have to actually, like, work to see what we can get him to eat that will make his stomach fall out.
Of course, that's if Ken's still alive by that point.
I think it's more of a challenge to find the things that won't make his stomach fall out, but okay.
I don't think we can do that, so we have to take it.
Of course,
yeah,
that's also if his job doesn't give him SIDS first.
What's this, Paladin?
Yeah, I'm a little alarmed.
Guy and Diane merchandise.
In a grocery store. Because that kind of implies there's a lot of sickness floating around with this food he's selling.
Well, Ken's not selling the food. He's working at the customer service desk.
Well, but there's sickness floating through the air around all the foods.
Is this like a fruit snack?
Yes. It's gummy lock seeds.
That's awesome.
Kind of expensive.
It's Japanese. Of course it's expensive.
But $14 for a packet of fruit snacks? That noise.
Seriously.
I mean, I'll just put a padlock on an orange and pretend.
And on your diet, you might have to padlock the oranges.
Just bend up a paperclip and shove it into like a little gummy orange slices the old ladies have in candy jars.
It's too bad Ken's not here. I want to ask him about the sickness thing now.
Hmm.
Because Mickey makes a good point. He's sick a lot, and he works in a place with food.
I don't think he's like...
I get sick fairly frequently, but I'm surrounded by a bunch of people who have recently died from sickness, so
yeah.
It kind of goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, not uncommon to catch the cold from someone, or the flu from someone who died from the flu.
Right. Yeah, because the flu can outlive you pretty handily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But contrary to popular belief, your hair and nails do not continue to grow after you're dead.
No, they do not.
Your skin recedes.
Yes,
no, they do. They actually do continue to grow.
No, they don't.
They do. It's true. We actually replace
the skin retracts around them, so it appears that they grow.
Right.
No. That's an illusion we set forth.
Oh, so it's not creepy.
Hello, cat.
No, we say that so that it doesn't seem creepy. The reality is that it does actually keep growing.
Only if you're a vampire.
Right. You have to kill them again. Wait a minute.
Speaking of vampires, did you ever beat Count Dracula, Paladin?
Yes, but then I still can't get out in time to catch the number one dime.
What difficulty are you playing on?
Easy.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, shut up.
It's
don't
okay,
make me
Paladin.
Sing the theme song at you.
It's okay, Paladin. I'm not any good at video games either.
I'm impressed they managed to fit the moon theme into that game 4 times. Because it's a great song and all, but... Okay, guys. I mean, relax a little bit. We all love the song already. You don't need to remix it 4 times.
Well, it cost them a lot of money. It's like the Gavin suit.
God, Gavin.
What was that?
That's right, he showed up again in that f***ing GoBusters thing, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord. I feel sorry, then, for making such an investment in something that panned out so poorly.
Not like it's the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Yeah, just look at GoBusters.
Yeah, but GoBusters always had a planned obsolescence in it. They knew it was going to last exactly 2.5 years.
2.5 years?
Counting crossovers and shit.
Yeah, crossovers and final cameos.
Okay.
Yeah, Gavin, I think, kind of more like Shin.
Well, maybe it
would have been Gavin had the potential to be good.
Maybe Gavin would have been better if he ripped
but
someone out.
It bumped.
If he'd ripped out someone's spine.
Or had a space baby.
Or both.
Or ripped out the spine of a space baby.
Or had more nudity.
Or ripped out the spine of a nude space baby.
Wow.
Okay, so we've offended space babies now.
Babies and space babies.
And nudists.
People with their spines ripped out.
Well, I think that just about covers everyone.
Yep.
It's been a solid episode all around.
We've done it. You're welcome.
It was a thing that happened. I was there.
It was a completely failed thing.
There were rape gangs.
Oh, season one.
For S's and G's, I did start watching season one, and I got to the Planet Africa episode and was just like,
God, <it's> wow. Like, it is so embarrassing.
Isn't it like
amazing.
Episode 3, though?
That's season one.
Yeah, it's season one, like episode three or four, yeah.
That's what I said. Isn't it like episode three?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing. No, I know Planet Africa was not season three.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part, so yeah.
Yeah, it was epic. It was a epic, epic thing.
I'm trudging my way through season four. I find the better the episodes get, the less interested I am to keep watching them. It's like, man, this episode's great. Yeah, I don't need to really watch anymore.
Yeah, I'm good.
Like, my favorite Next Gen are the terrible episodes.
And you don't really get a lot of that.
It's amazing that something that bad could then get so much better.
You don't like, really I really wish Pulaski was around for another couple of seasons to keep being a douche to Data.
Oh, totally. But Data, you're just a f***ing machine. You don't have any real feelings. You're not really a thing. You're not really alive.
Oh, you think you have rights? Oh, that's hilarious. You're a toaster.
All right, whatever, like, Lieutenant Toaster Machine.
It's great that they actually called him a toaster.
Yeah.
And the moral of the story is blah, blah, Star Trek.
Yes, well, if Ken was here, he'd probably be talking about the, you know, Digimon dub. And
probably ranting about Lilymon's shirt or something.
Well, to be fair, that is weird.
Well, what's great, though, is that now we've got crossover interest because the new Pokemon game has a pretty cute team in the middle of it.
It does?
It does?
Yeah, Team Flare.
Oh, God. I was not aware of this.
Is that like the Team Rocket? Is that the Team Rocket substitute for this game?
Yes.
Or?
Team Plasma.
Team Flare. Let me Google this shit for you.
Yeah, I got to see this.
Plus, there's a Gabutera Pokemon now, which is awesome.
There is?
Yes.
And I missed this too.
Shit. Where the f- is that picture I saw of them? This is not the ones I saw. Damn it.
Yeah, these are the fossil Pokemon for this generation.
Here we go now. View original image.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. Here's your Team Flare.
Huh.
Wow.
The one on the right looks like she's trying to be Ryuki.
Yeah. It's Team Pretty-Cure.
Wow. Huh. Well, that's going to be interesting. Can't wait for this game. I'm so excited.
Cat, are you trying to fit under the bed?
Yes.
They kind of do that.
You have Cat as well?
Didn't we establish this several episodes ago?
I might not have been there for that episode.
Actually, didn't we establish this years ago that Fort Max was a cat person?
I don't pay attention to what Fort Max is or isn't.
But right. We were making fun of him for it. You should pay attention to that.
I was too busy being centered on myself.
Oh.
Which is clearly more important.
Maybe that happened while your house was falling down around you.
Quite possibly.
It's understandable how that'd be.
Isn't that every week?
That's every day.
Oh, and what was burning last week?
Yeah, we got to get the recap on that before we go.
I don't know. I never found it.
You never found it?
No.
But the house hasn't burned down, so that's probably a good sign.
The output of smoke has decreased dramatically.
Wait, there's still smoke, though.
A little.
It's probably fine.
I don't think it's serious.
Just leave a window open.
Someone ought to open
the door. More oxygen for this, but that's probably what it needs.
It's probably just one of the smoke detectors catching on fire or something. I don't think it's a big deal.
You know what's sad? I just referenced 1776, and no one will get that.
What's even sadder is I've seen 1776, and I won't get it either.
Wow. Why did you see 1776?
I saw it because I have a friend who directed it.
Oh, okay.
And I saw it out of duty to him, not because I was actually interested in seeing it.
You said duty.
But I can't tell you that one of the actors wore a fantastic pair of blue shoes.
Well, yeah, it's 1776.
They were like the color of like a TV weather map.
Well, you know who played John Adams on Broadway?
Tesla?
No.
Oh.
Brent Spiner.
What? I don't know.
We reference back to Star Trek. You're welcome. Yes,
there
Brent
really
Spiner.
Weren't a lot of bad season four episodes, though, were there?
The season four is where the show became good.
Yeah. And most of five.
And then six and seven is where I remember where the show became really boring.
Yeah.
It became a lot of shows of a car doing archaeology and Rolaren and all.
I like how, like, in that Planet Africa episode, he gives some sort of artifact to the African people and has to be corrected on, like, the dynasty and stuff. And then, like, later they establish that Picard is a big archaeology nerd, which makes that make no sense. So.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. It's possible to be a nerd about something and still not really be good at it.
I guess so.
You know, like you had that comic book show.
Right, and I didn't know a damn thing about comic books.
Or running a show, apparently.
Nope.
Because I killed Fanboy Versus.
Yes, you did. You're a bastard.
Feather crazy. In your cap.
Woo!
Soon he'll take
down...
It was
a completely failed podcast.
Soon he'll take down the whole network. Because XV is chaotic evil.
I want to destroy the world of networks. Along with it.
He is the Dr. Maki.
He is Glamdring, the podcast hammer.
I have no idea, but I like it. Something about the phrase podcast hammer. Kind of catchy. So, Fort Max, do you have a particular episode of Zubat in mind for next week?
Not really.
Okay, well, when you figure it out, you know, throw the hard sub up somewhere where it can be downloaded.
Okay.
Before throw them Sunday through your time, internal please. Computer and come up with the most druggy episode you can.
Or Fort Max, just don't bother because Mickey's probably not going to watch it anyway.
No, I probably will.
Oh, okay, so throw a hard sub up somewhere he can download it from. Because Mega sucks.
Yeah, what the f*** is wrong with their website? Does anyone aside from me have like no luck downloading anything from it?
Yeah, I can't access it either.
Okay. I'm glad it's not just me. That's...
I don't think they like Firefox.
Or Safari, or Chrome.
I got a Chrome-based browser to load it.
I guess it's a solution to you know fighting the feds. Is you can upload it whatever you want, but no one can download it.
Ha-ha!
Hey, they're not breaking any laws then, are they?
Tricked you, government.
Now, I have an application called JDownloader, which if I paste a mega link into that, it will download directly bypassing the web interface.
That sounds amazing.
I will download that for you.
Winning! Oh. Yay! Holy crap, that's awesome.
I've had that program for years before GoBuster, so I never even thought of that.
And now I did nothing but that.
Yeah, I gotta start using it more now. Well done.
What is this now?
No, this can't end well.
Oh, shits.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
It's a big rock.
That just about crushed that car.
Yeah.
Damn, this was a few days ago, too.
Oh, it's the same car that was in the beginning of the shot, too.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, this is with all the flooding and stuff, I'm assuming.
You know, these things wouldn't happen if people would just stop putting dash cams in their cars. We had no kinds of problems on the roads until people started putting cameras on, then all this shit started happening.
Although, the incidence of UFO sightings has dropped off dramatically since everybody's been carrying high-quality cameras around in their pockets.
Huh, funny how that is.
Of course, it doesn't really stop the ancient aliens people.
Because aliens.
Look, it's all a Golgum plot.
That guy with the hair has to get work somehow.
It's more like the aliens got fed up with, you know, these people. Let's go watch someone that's not destined to destroy themselves.
Honestly, if I was the aliens, that would be how I felt about it, too.
I hear there's algae on Neptune. Let's go watch that for a few million years.
Wouldn't it be like, you know, watching the grass grow?
Or watching Wizard?
Mm.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, is that up yet?
I don't think so.
Damn. Oh, actually, I'm an episode behind on Kyoryuger. Sweet.
I do like the latest plot twist they pulled off with Torrin and Kyoryuger.
I didn't see the last episode, so don't tell me.
That's twist with air quotes, right?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Because aliens. Okay, then. This was great.
The plot twist that he's actually Daigo's father wearing a costume.
So this was great.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I guess, since we have a thing to watch next week.
Yeah.
And we talked about...
What did you think we were hanging around for?
And we talked about Star Trek and Pokemon, so...
Yeah, I think we're covered.
Yeah, I think we've hit all the notes, and we've offended all the major...
We've offended all the major groups and even some of the smaller ones as well.
The space babies.
Yes.
They're not very big.
No. Very tiny.
I think it's the space.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Good luck.
Why is that?
No, I was aimed at Ben.
Oh.
He's about to put his dick in the hole in Borderlands
2. No, Borderlands 2 is about to put the dick in Ben's hole.
Raped. The game like reaches through the television and turns you around. Like, what are you doing? No.
That's actually a feature for the Xbox One.
Oklahoma! Oklahoma! That's the same word as Oklahoma.
Ducklahoma.
Ducklahoma. Oh, God.
Superhero Time! 次回も シャバドビー!
止めてみろ!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.